two of Australia's biggest universities have apologised for underpaying staff by millions of dollars amid ongoing investigations into wage theft and mass casualisation of tertiary education workers. The Vice-Chancellors appeared before a Senate committee which is seeking to determine whether the problem is baked into the modern-day university business model. As David Lipson reports, the issue still appears to be growing and staff still claim that they're being mistreated.
In August last year, Elise Fenton, a former course coordinator at the University of Queensland, told ABC the tertiary sector was run on exploited labour, blowing the whistle on what she said was regular underpayment of wages. Soon after that, she stopped receiving any wages at all.
I'm not sure if blacklisting is the right word for what I've experienced, but I have definitely stopped receiving work.
The university denies she's on any blacklist and says Dr. Fenton isn't teaching only because this year she didn't express an interest to do so.
You know, you're not fired. You just don't get invited back.
Dr. Fenton made those comments via phone to a Senate inquiry investigating whether wage theft is systemic across the sector and whether it's underreported as well, because staff are fearful of consequences if they speak out. The Tertiary Education Union has little doubt.
I gave evidence this morning that there are 16 universities where either the union is investigating wage theft or that the universities are conducting audits of their payroll. And actually, since giving the evidence, I found out about another two.
That's Gabe Gooding, the National Assistant Secretary of the NTEU. She told the hearing some private providers, known as university colleges, are in some cases paying lecturers below minimum wage.
Instead of paying the award rate for the delivery of a lecture, they actually pay one third of it, but still expect the 3 hours of work. And when you do that calculation, that brings them to either just on or just under the minimum wage of $19.84 per hour.
The inquiry heard evidence of one audit of staff at the University of Sydney, which found 84% of workers said they'd done unpaid work.
There was consistent and systematic underpayment.
Dr. Yagan Doran is a member of a group which calls itself Casualised, Unemployed and Precarious University Workers.
There were 753 hours of unpaid work by these 19 staff in comparison to only 1,230 hours of paid work. That means for every dollar paid, they were not paid 75%.
University of Sydney Vice-Chancellor Professor Stephen Garton admits there have been problems with staff being underpaid.
The university genuinely regrets errors that may have occurred in the payment of employee entitlements and has apologised to affected staff. Any errors were completely unintentional. The university is committed to full remediation and will make back payments, including superannuation and tax.
The university's already paid back tens of millions of dollars, and an independent review of all payments isn't even complete. Only then, the Vice-Chancellor says, will he have an answer as to whether the problem is systemic.
I don't know yet whether it's a systemic issue. It requires investigation, and we are undertaking that investigation.
University of New South Wales Vice-Chancellor Ian Jacobs offered his own mea culpa.
We're extremely disappointed that the issue has arisen. We apologise to all our affected staff and to the community, which quite rightly expects us to set high standards in our business operation.
And a similar commitment to rectify the problem.
We should have paid them properly and we will remedy that situation.
Ian Jacobs from the University of New South Wales, David Lipson, our reporter there.